This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. And welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm excited about today's show. We're going to do a very succinct show today talking about rates. Everybody's concerned about rates these days, whether it's interest rates, inflation rates, mortgage rates, so rate of return. So where do you want to begin on this topic, Travis?
Well, Tony, first of all, good morning. We don't want to be so brief that we forget our pleasantries this morning.
That's true. Are you doing okay this morning?
Everything is going well. We are in the middle of our class offerings for the year, or for the end of the year. We have got our Savannah Tech campus we're currently teaching at now. We've got a class that we just did last night. We're doing another one next week. We've got another one coming up in a few weeks, and then we'll be over in our South Carolina area in Bluffton and Beaufort. So we are definitely in the thick of things, and we are getting a lot of questions, and we talked about it before the show. What should we talk about? Well, I think rates of all kinds, I think, are of interest these days, so we'll get in a little bit of that, and we'll try to keep it a little brief this morning, and we'll see if we can't cover some good ground in between.
Hey, that sounds great, and I didn't mean to skip pleasantries.
Of course you did.
I'm just excited about our topic.
It's okay. I forgive you this one time. Yeah. Well, so first things first, we just got our inflation data this morning, and that number actually came in at 3.7%. So, you know, we put so much emphasis on you know what the Fed's going to do, and of course, you know, 3.7 is a bit of a tick up from last week or last month, whenever we were actually a little closer to 3 on the nose. But Tony, it's, you know, it's like an air conditioning system, right? If you let your house get really hot and you don't cut it on until the time you get home, you can't complain whenever you walk in and it's 80 degrees, you know, for an hour before it starts getting into the 70s. It has to have time to work. The air has to have time to circulate. The rate hikes have to have time to circulate. And yes, we have seen a tick up. But is that something that we see inflation, or that I believe inflation is going to turn right around, do an about face and go from 3.2%, 3.7, now back up into the 8% range? No. I think what we've seen is inflation in some pockets, and all of our clients have heard this from us in the past. All these pockets, they're rolling pockets of recession. So some are going to come in hotter than others. Some are going to come in more contracted. But at the end of the day, I do believe inflation, if allowed to run its course with the current interest rate environment, I think we've got a pretty good handle on it. Now, what that's going to mean for the Fed coming up, who knows? I have so given up trying to figure out what the Fed's going to do. I mean, you and I have talked about it on the show since April, right? Now, I've talked about the Fed needs to stop since April. Guess what? They have not listened to the Navigating Your Retirement Radio podcast thus far. I don't expect them to do it thus going forward. So I believe they have a reason to pause. At the end of the day, are they going to listen? Who knows? One thing I can tell you is this. I think the evidence and the data would support we are much closer to the end of the rate hike cycle than the beginning. So, you know, as rates are now, you know, for the treasuries and the fours and fives, and, you know, now that you have corporates and the fives to sevens and, you know, high yields even higher, I do think now is, you know, one of the things that we recommend to our clients is still holding a position in fixed income for that very reason, not to give an investment recommendation, but just simply because of common sense. If you do see interest rates begin to fall, we stayed very short on the duration scale during the increase, but now as interest rates begin to fall, what should that do to underlying bond prices? It should drive the price higher, and you're also getting a good yield right now at the same time. So that could really, really set up well for a fixed income market for the next, you know, few years, if not longer. So we had a generational reset in interest rates. Obviously, the show's about rates. We started with inflation. How does that lead into interest rates? And this is how it leads into it, folks. If you've got any what I call dead money sitting out, you've got low-hanging fruit, whether you use short-term treasuries, whether you use, like we do, a laddering approach with what we call our stable value, where we're, you know, trying to maintain a very short-term duration. But, you know, those short-term assets are getting, Tony, in the fours and fives right now. So that's a pretty good place to be, especially if you could get some price appreciation as well. So, you know, interest rates, inflation rates, they're all key. They're all important. The one thing I do want you guys out there listening to understand is you need to understand how these impact your retirement and your portfolio. And that's why if you have questions, we can help. Give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. And Tony, yes, we have also got additional rate information. Guess what also just came out?
What's
the Social
that?
Security cost of living adjustment projection for 2024. What do you think it's going to be? Have you seen the number yet? Before I ask it, it is available. What is the right now? Now, you know, and for those of you out there that are listening to the show, if you listened to a year ago, you know, this week, if you listen to that show in 2022. This is a projection based on all the data that we have right now. There is a firm projection, and that projection is, drumroll, Tony, 3.2%. Okay. So it has come down quite a bit. Well, 3.2, but that could be adjusted upward, right? I mean, sure. we had cost of living in the fives. We've had a cost of living in the eights in the last couple of years. This one, as we see, cost of living start to come down. It's around 3.2%. So, you know, folks, the one thing that we talk about over and over on the show is using things to your advantage, using income sources to your advantage. Social Security is no different. You know, your mailbox paycheck money, which is what we call the money that's recurring revenue, no matter what, it's in your checking account. You spend your money in the month of September, October, you're getting another check, okay? That money, it's very important for things like inflation, for that to be inflation adjusted. And that's one of the big benefits of Social Security, right? Social Security is adjusted for inflation, and sometimes it's going to be a little larger, sometimes it's going to be a little smaller. But over time, that income needs to grow so that you can keep up your purchasing power. So, you know, if you're thinking of rates in retirement, you know, don't focus just on inflation, don't focus just on interest rates, but also focus on making sure you leverage your Social Security to work as efficiently as you can for you, because you're going to need that 3.2%. You're going to need that cost of living adjustment to buy those goods and services that we all need. So, Tony, that is actually my opinion. That's a pretty decent number. The average nominal increase for Social Security is average. It's in the twos. So, I mean, let's face it, having anything above three, that's actually a pretty good number. So I'm not mad at that at all, especially with where inflation has come down over the last 12 months.
Yeah, well, I think that, that's what I was going to guess, around 3.5, because we already said where inflation is at. And usually the government uses their typical inflation numbers to go by. And it's going to be close to that, I would assume. So I'm guessing between 3% and 4%. Maybe it'll edge up closer to 4%. But of course, the bad news is the more
If it does edge up closer to four, that means inflation's running hotter than expected, which is going to lead us to my next and last part of the rate show. Tony, do you know what we haven't talked about in a while?
Debt. Wow. Debt. Okay. So,
and what debt rates, what are the interest rates that we're having to deal with now versus a year, 2 years, 3 years ago? And how is that going to impact your retirement?
For a lot of people, it's really going to impact it. If you have debt, the interest you're paying on that debt has likely spiked because of inflation and interest rates going up.
Correct. So let's dive briefly into that. We're going to go kind of a mile wide and an inch deep. We're not going to drill down this morning. But think about this, folks. If you were paying interest or you were paying off credit cards a year ago, you're probably paying 5 to 7% or more in most cases in interest cost on that money than you were a year ago. And if you were buying a home, your dollar is not going as far. I think the average, I read this the other day, and you'll have to forgive me because usually I can quote this, but like I said, we did have a long night last night with the course. One of the recent studies I read was the average, because of interest rates, the average home price in America now costs about $1,000 more a month because of interest rates. Because when you were at the 2% or 3% rate, what it cost for you to service that debt with interest cost was much, much lower. Now that we're talking about the sevens, well, it doesn't take long to figure out where that $1,000 goes. So the reason that I tell you guys this is not to frighten you, but to tell you, if you have refied your debt and you're in the 2 or 3% for home mortgage and you're retiring or retired and you still have home, you know, your home mortgage with that provider, whomever that is, you know, not going to plug the big banks, but you know what you've got. If that's the case, you know, you really need to think before you decide, hey, I want to move to this location or that location, because you need to think about not only the taxation of that state, because Georgia and South Carolina are very, very, in my opinion, retirement friendly, especially Georgia. So, you know, not only could you be dealing with higher income tax rates, but you could also be really hurting your discretionary or your income in retirement, because if you buy a new home and you're selling one, even though you may be selling at an elevated price because of, you know, appreciation in this market, if you carry a mortgage of any kind, you're going to be paying a lot more debt service. That could really eat into your monthly income, your discretionary, your travel budget, et cetera. And, you know, at the end of the day, we don't want you just sitting in your home, even though it may be a nice, shiny, you know, glistening mountain or mansion on the hill. But let's face it, we want you to get out, do things. Don't let debt eat up all that extra discretionary income that's going to prohibit you from going and seeing the grandkids, from going on vacation, from doing the things that really are going to fulfill you and your spouse in retirement. And these are things you have to think about. So if you are in retirement, you're approaching retirement, really give that some thought. But if you are considering doing some of these purchases, homes, vehicles, etc., that's the reason, Tony, that our clients, we actually bring them in whenever we do see them have these purchases. And that's a part of what we do for our clients, is we sit down and say, okay, let's figure it out. If you want to do this, you know, what impact is that going to have on your retirement before they ever pull the trigger? That way you can make an informed decision. A lot of relationships, a lot of client advisor relationships don't have that detail in their format. And that really can cause a lot of harm. If you don't know how the decision you make is going to impact you long term, are you truly making an educated decision? And the answer is no. So, you know, if debt is something that's out there, it's concerning you, you're seeing the you're having more month at the end of your money, maybe it's time for you to sit down, figure out how debt and retirement is going to impact you and your spouse. And if your advisor is not doing that for you, that's why you need to give us a call. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com. Join us at one of our offerings in your area. We're going to be in the Bluffton Buford area in October. We're in Savannah for the month of September. So there may be an offering, maybe a way for you and your spouse to come in, get some good information. But if you don't call, you can't join. So give us a call, 877-269-0839, and let us help you get on the right road to your retirement
success.
All right.
Well, Travis, great topic today, talking about rates. And I'm sure our listeners got a lot of valuable information. If you have questions, just reach out and contact Travis. But listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.